Okay, today is a review of a vegan substitute in baking. You can buy a lot of things that are egg replacers that you can buy, allergy care stuff, energy, other eggless egg things. I'm sure they're really good. I've tried, I think it's the allergy care one. It worked, but they're expensive and I don't really like buying things when I can make my own version. I've tried using applesauce, tried using bananas, and they work. But flax eggs appears to be where it's at with the vegan baking at the moment, so thought I'd try them. Flax eggs could not be simpler to make, seriously. You get your blender, you put 2 to 3 tablespoons of flax seeds in there, whizz it until it goes powdery. Then add half a cup, which is 125 millilitres of water, and zhuzh that until it goes like a really goopy mess. You're supposed to add it slowly, but I kind of was a bit like, oh, I'm not really sure I want to run the blender without a lid on. So it all kind of got a bit put in, and then I went, oh, screw it, threw it all in. That made enough for couple of eggs. I only needed one flax egg for the recipe. I actually followed a recipe out of How It All Began, which is one of my favourite vegan cookbooks by Tanya Bernard and Sarah Kramer. Came out really well. Probably better than a lot of egg-based sponges I've had. I'm not saying flax eggs are better, I'm just saying they work. Really tasty, and obviously you'll get some of egg oil. Some will be destroyed by it being baked, but some of it will live. Really tasty. What might be coming up on my audio boost soon is at the moment I'm really enjoying making a lot of fermented foods. And you might go, fermented foods, I don't know if I trust that. If you like stuff like beer, cider, wine, yogurt, even bread when you think about it, it's fermented, just fermented for a very short period of time. Tonight I'm eating tempeh. I shall tell you a bit more about tempeh soon. I've got kombucha and kefir sitting in the house. And some sourdough going on. I'm looking at trying some kimchi and some sauerkraut. So these things I shall tell you about soon. It's not, yes, I'm a vegan, and that's probably why I'm experimenting with them. But they're suitable for all sorts of people. Kefir is traditionally made with dairy, but you know, I'm going down the soy route, and it's really nice to experiment with new foods. People eat less and less different varieties of foods now. We're all thinking, oh, 20 years ago you couldn't buy olive based spreads in supermarkets. Yeah, but 20 years ago we ate a lot of different things. Well, 20 years ago, maybe not, but 50 years ago people would eat dandelion greens, would eat kale, would eat chard that they'd grown in their garden, and a lot of people have never had these things. You know, it's all about trying new things. I'm ranting now and kind of getting worried that I might get on a soapbox. It's worth trying new foods. You might like them, you might think that's horrible. I tried dandelion greens not that long ago. I can't say I love them, but I can say I've tried them and I now know whether I do like them or not. And the answer is no. But you know, you don't know until you try. And it's worth expanding what you're eating. And that's true whether you're vegetarian, vegan, omnivorous. You know, try new things. You might like them, you might not. Anyway, all have a lovely Thursday evening. I'm just off to make my lovely tempeh sort of stir fry thing. Have fun, bye bye.